This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. An Arapaho County Human Services employee was arrested today for falsely reporting an Aurora City Council member for child abuse. Robin Nisita allegedly retaliated against Councilwoman Danielle Jarinski after she called former Aurora Police Chief Vanessa Wilson trash on the radio. Wilson was later fired by the city. Nisita was romantic partners with former Chief Wilson and is accused of falsifying information. She faces criminal charges. The High Park Fire in Teller County is 27% contained after a weekend of suppression efforts. Officials say the fire occupies about 1,500 acres. It's a little under 2.5 square miles. In an update yesterday morning, Lathan Johnson with the incident management team said the fire is still about 4 miles west of Cripple Creek.
Some real tough terrain, some really hard places to fight fire in here. So our goal is to limit the spread and keep it as small as possible. But we're facing some really challenging conditions in terms of weather and fire behavior.
The evacuation center for residents has been moved to Woodland Park Community Church. And in Colorado Springs, last week's deadly fire at a mobile home park has been ruled accidental. The Colorado Springs Police Department is still investigating, but officials say they cannot rule out smoking materials as a potential cause. One person died and 8 homes were destroyed in the fire. This is CPR News. Right now in Denver, it's 78 degrees, Montrose 80.